Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It is your host coming at you for the first time in a couple months, actually, live on the Father Padge Entertainment Showcase. I see in our numbers here, we got a pretty good amount of people listening. Sorry it's later than usual, but this is the only time I could really schedule to do this fucking thing. But, I mean, this wonderful thing. So, anyway, tonight is a special. I'm being selfish. This episode's about me and my guys. So, they've been on here before, I believe. But I got a couple of members of God's Work here with me. One of my favorite sections of God's Work is the Oklahoma one. And it's the Sanders brothers, the Saints of Pro Wrestling. I mean, why wouldn't they be with Father Cash? It doesn't make sense. Right.
So you know, you make it sound like there's chapters.
There is. Everywhere I'm at, man, I got, like, I'll be in a locker room and I'll be calling some of those Texas guys by you guys' names. You're never looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. There's like 35 of you fucking guys. I got to try to remember everybody's shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But,
I guess we need to make top and bottom rockers for God's Work for it. We got to make top and bottom rockers for God's Work on our cuts now.
You should. That would be some extra shit.
We might be able to squeeze it on there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's the next patch, brother.
But I have Sean and Scott Sanders with me tonight, the Saints of Pro Wrestling, the twin brothers. I was going to ask you about the Saints of Pro Wrestling, and I'm asking this for real because I don't actually know this. Was that faction, was that just the two of y'all to start with?
Well, no. Go ahead, brother. I'll let you quote it, and then I'll fill in.
We originally set out as a group. There was me and my brother, and then there was Michael James, Rock and Roll Cowboy, Tyson James, Buster Cherry, and Brandon Barricade, and then later on we added Chaz Sharp into the mix.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I've actually been wondering that, and because you know, hell, I like the gimmick. I've watched some of your older stuff, man, and it was around before I came around, and there's a lot of it. I enjoyed it, man. Like I like the way y'all work, man. Like I mean, that's why like when I came down there and promoted. It asked me who I was going to have as my God's Work stable. You guys were my first answer. You know, I was like, I want the Saints. You know,
right.
It only makes sense, too.
Well,
I know, but, like, it was just funny because I didn't really know the promoter as well as I do now. He's a great friend of mine. But I didn't really know him all that well back then. And I remember he asked me, he goes, well, who do you want? And I was like, I'll take the Saints. And he looks at me and goes, of course you do. All right. like you just said, it only makes sense, you know, but I was like, I don't think anybody got to ask, you know, like, who do you want? I'm like, well, who's the crowd going to buy what we're fixing to do, you know? like what?
Exactly.
Right. Well, not just that, but, I mean, you know, you said you've watched some of the older stuff and, you know, to our own horn, you know, we are one of the longest established tag teams here in Oklahoma.
We are the longest established tag team. We are. You know,
you guys are the established tag team, right? In the state.
It's a blessing and a curse. Honestly, since we've started in the business, we've done nothing but tag. We're tag team specialists, and you know, we've been on both sides of the coin where the crowd just absolutely loves us, and, well, the crowd absolutely hates us now. And, you know, one of our mentors that has since passed, you know, to cheer us is to love us, and to boo us is to love us. So
yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, to also to the fact that, you know, it doesn't help the fact that, oh, we're twins, you know, I mean, we're a mirror image, and you can't really tell because of the size difference between the two of us. But, you know, if I was a game white and he was the loser of the white, when we meet somewhere in the middle, you know, we would look exactly alike, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because, you know, what are they going to do, you know?
Right.
You got two guys that look like, of course you got to put them together. So,
right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the, you know, since this, we're going to do this one about God's work. I want to talk about the history between us and how that whole thing went down. You guys remember most of it?
Actually, I remember the match. Actually, you was in a match with Psycho Mike for the Oklahoma title.
Wait, remember, it was like a month before that. We surprised him that you guys were with me. We went out and I had you guys jump in. Remember?
Yeah. I sure do. You came out to the ring as if you were going to get in the ring to work a match with him, and then you just you prayed for the good Lord above to send some avenging forces to take care of your dirty work for you real quick. And out we came and proceeded to put a beat down like no other on poor Psycho Mike. And then they pretty much threw the match out, if I remember correctly, after that. But you still got in?
That's pretty close to what happened. Yeah, no, they finished the match. I came out when everybody was cheering for Mike after he won the match. And that's when me and Todd because you guys
Yeah, we love pissing the crowd off.
I got everything I wanted out of that, man. Like, for real, like, I was like, what if they don't give a shit, you know? The whole place in unison cheering for Psycho Mike as we left him there all fucked up, you know, in the middle of the ring.
Right, and because like,
what the hell? Why do you do that?
Yep. I remember the next one you were talking about with the Oklahoma title match. That was one of my, I was like, dude, I've been doing this a long time. Like, that was one of my favorite moments. Because it was like, nobody could be, like, he's the guy that asked for the no DQ match, so what do we do? We go out and we beat him at his own game, you know?
Yep.
And then I get, like, I get so much shit from the fans, and, like, when I'm leaving the building, you know, and then, like, all over fucking Facebook the next day, I was like, people I didn't even know. And I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
I was like, usually, you gotta be my friend to talk to me on Facebook, you know? I had friended some of these people, and they unfriended me after giving me their opinion. And you know what I love about it, like, was when you came out, I think it was John that hit him with the trash can lid.
Yeah, when I nuked him with the trash can lid.
Yeah, dude, that was so loud. I just watched a little while ago so I could bone up on some stuff to talk about. But, when you hit that pin, man, that fucker was, that pop was a gun. And then my brother comes in right behind him and hits him in the head with his own belt, you know? And then, like,
Yeah.
Well, what's that? So I hit the bat with the monster truck. You know, I was like, that was like.
Yeah, I just watched that match too, not that long ago. The match we talked about. And, I literally rewound that part where I hit him with the trash can like 4 or 5 times because just how loud it hit. And Mike was like, make sure you don't hit me soft. He's like, make sure you don't hit me too soft. And I'm like, okay. I'm asking now. I'm telling you now. I'm going to be asking for forgiveness after this match. I blasted him with it, and yeah, I literally saw his eyes cross when he started going down.
Yeah, it was pretty impactful. I didn't know that. And it was just like I was watching it over and over. There's maybe 2 people in that whole packed arena too. One of them was my dad, so, you know.
My dad,
he always says, you have all this martial arts training, why do you cheat? And I'm like, well, I just want to win the fucking title, you know.
Right. You know, it's like, why do you do what you do? Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I want the most money for what I came to work for. So, you know, I'm not going to go home with the losers first. I do what I got to do to take on the bigger money.
Well, I think what's funny about it is, you know, you got all this shit on you. People just talking shit and everything, and people talking shit to us, and yet when it came down to it in the crunch time, be in your corner, but you still took care of the business.
Oh yeah, it was no problem. I mean, like my favorite thing was because I held that title longer than anybody. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So when I had it at first, people were like, he's just always going to fucking cheat. You know what I mean? Because, like, my first 5 title defenses, I was just a cheating-ass motherfucker.
Yep.
I know we go to do and, this. What? What's up? Go ahead.
And even, like, at the show that we did there in Hinton, at the the casino show that we did, we're using that. The fatal four way, fatal 5-way, and people thought that we were going to come out and.
It was a 6-pack elimination.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, dude, like everybody kept looking up there waiting for you guys to come out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it, you know? We were sitting there, you know, we knew, you know, if you gave us a sign what to do, you know. But we sat there watching the monitor and, you know, you're right. The crowd kept looking back like, okay, when are they coming out? Are they going, what the? They didn't come, what, you know. So.
I think towards the end they were really expecting y'all because it was me and Sam stacked up at the very end.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a big old boy.
I got to tell you. If he'd have hit me with that fucking moonsault instead of me moving out of the way, and you guys,
we would have hit that ring quicker than anything.
Yeah, we would have came out if we hit that moonsault.
If he would have hit that, that means you know you're out, which means you know that extra pay we get is now gone out of our pocket. So yeah, we'll be coming out and taking care of them. You know, I mean, what are they going to do? It's an elimination match. I mean. 6 guys, and from what I know, you really didn't have all that many rules there in place. So, yeah, we would have hit that ring with the quickness and laid whoever out.
Well, I know. But I got out of the way, and I kicked his fucking head off, and then I won the fucking match.
Oh yeah.
It gave me a lot more credibility with you guys coming back. So, like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I noticed like after that, dude? Like, here's the thing. Like, I noticed I started getting cheered, and I wasn't liking it because I was still the same old bastard that I'd been. But I give the crowd one time I give them the thing they want, which is win without cheating. You know? So, all of a sudden now I'm Hulk Hogan. Fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, and then I remember the next month I had a one-on-one match, my favorite match of that entire year, actually. My next title defense with that title was against Drake Gallows.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
we fucking tore it up, man. That place was not, like, that was a loud fucking crowd. And the thing was that, like, you guys were going for the titles that night, so you guys didn't come out to the ring with me.
Right.
But my brother, Cardinal Sin, came out there with me. And I want to talk about him for a second here in a minute. But, like, the fucking crowd was like, because, like, we fought through the crowd. We fought up in the bleachers. We fought through the crowd by the entrance, you know, all the way around. And I threw Drake out of the stands onto the floor. And it was the day we got that brand new canvas for the ring there. So he rolls and hits face first right on the guardrail. And
ooh,
he's like checking his head to make sure he's not bleeding. He goes, "I'm bleeding. We're finishing the match out here." This is a brand new canvas. You know? So, luckily, he wasn't bleeding because we got this crazy "fuck you" ending to this match, which was the ref was that Colby Black kid,
right?
And I guess Drake was getting pissed at how slow he's counting, so he just shoved the poor kid. Into the corner, and then he takes a straight up face plant, right? So he's out. So then me and Drake are like, "Let's beat the fuck out of each other all over this place." So we, you know, like, back and forth, headbutts, guardrails, punches, chops. We're fucking each other up, you know? And then, like, we got back into the ring, and I did one of the coolest spots I've ever done, man. Like, he gave me this Russian leg sweep, and then he goes to the top rope to hit a moonsault, you know? Well, I get the fuck out of the way of the moonsault. And he lands on his feet, you know? So he stumbles for a second. He turns around and runs at me. And I hit him with a super kick out of nowhere. You know? Like, it looked like it was over. And then, no, it wasn't over. Here's the reason I'm bringing this one up. It gets to the end. Well, Drake finished the movie, the F5, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
right.
He gets me up for it, he hits it, bam. He goes for the cover, he gets one, two. By the time he gets two, my brother's up on the apron, and this poor referee turns around and sees my brother, but he warns him to get down. Well, that gives me enough time to roll out of the ring for a second. Because Drake's pissed, and he turns around, and sure enough, he stiff-arms that referee again. And then fucking poor kid. So we've got to buy time for him to wake up. So me and Drake start beating the fuck out of each other again. And it was like the week after WrestleMania. And me and Drake were just deciding to make fun of the Undertaker Roman Reigns match.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
So Drake hits that spear like Roman did on Undertaker. But he goes another notch with it. While he's in midair from the spear, he goes, "Like the Undertaker," and like look dead eyes with the camera and says it like right as he spears me. Like, I know he didn't mean to, but it was perfect eye line with that camera. And like, so he goes for the cover. Well, the ref's down, and then my brother gets in the ring and he's trying to, you know, get the ref up, and then the ref's back turned. So this crazy, beautiful roller coaster that Drake and I have just had, the people are going nuts, and I decide to just take it away from my low blowing from behind. And then he staggers out, and I hit the baptism on probably the best baptism I've ever hit. It looks brutal as fuck. And, like, I hit him so hard with it that he sits up and then falls back down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I just get the arm on the chest because I'm beat to fuck, dude. I'm beat up. We're both beat up. I get the arm on the chest. I get the 1, 2, 3. And I started. I went back and I watched all the Oklahoma title matches I had prior to that and that one. And I was like, that's the first one where I really, like, somebody kicked my ass. You know what I mean? Like, somebody fought
yeah.
back. You know, so I really liked how the story was progressing, you know, because I would cheat all the time, but it was an easy win. Or I went through a hard-ass match with 5 other people, but bided my time when a giant came at me with a moonsault, you know? So,
yeah.
But
right.
when I had the match with Drake, it was 100%, you know, wrestling. So, I mean, I liked how that was going. And then I just kept winning and winning. And my thing with that was, while I was Oklahoma champion, you guys won the tag titles, I believe, that night that I defended against Drake.
Yes. Yes, we did. I don't even I honestly don't even remember who it was. I think it might have been it wasn't the Cub Scouts, was it?
Was this Will and Tyson?
It might have been.
Yeah, it was Will and Tyson. We had the tag bus before we went out to before we did a show out in Hinton. We had them. I think we got the tag titles shortly after you became the Oklahoma champion. We wound up winning the tag titles, and it was just perfect from there. You know, I mean, God's work here in Oklahoma.
We had all the gold except for the heavyweight title.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the cruiserweight title, but we weren't really qualified for that.
Yeah.
One.
No, I mean, if we could find a scale that would have just stayed at 205, we would have done fine, you know. But you know, well, that's a story for another. Show.
You know what I think would have been a huge fuck you to everybody.
Oh yeah,
they have a cruiserweight battle royal, right? And Cardinal Sin's in it, and we keep interfering and make sure he wins the Chris Wayne title.
That would have been perfect.
It would have been like, we have everything except for the heavyweight title. You know? But
right.
like,
yeah,
when
I
found out how it was going to go, when the promoter had told me that we were going to have like that kind of power in the stable, I was like, oh, I have some great ideas. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how it went. I wish it would have went. I mean, it's not like it's over, but it hadn't been for a while, you know, because I'm booked as a solo act pretty much now. Like, here's the thing, man. That's a fucking disease, that shit that happened. Like, I mean, it's not horrible, but it's what I was talking about where they start to cheer me because I give them one thing one time.
Yeah.
It fucking never stopped. Now I have the whole fucking building on their feet, and I'm still the same old motherfucker. You know, like
yeah,
I'm,
right.
Like, yeah, we ran into that a few times.
Like I would, I'm not gonna say who, but I went to a certain promoter's Wrestling Federation a few years ago. I got asked to come up there and have a match with him. I did. And the reason I bring this up is I go from this moment right here to where I am the most hated I have ever been in my career to not changing any of that. But I go to Oklahoma with that. And for 2 solid years, they hate my fucking guts. And then all of a sudden, these people are, please bless us. You know, they're like asking me for blessings and all that. And I'm just like, oh, they're playing along. I don't know. You know. But like, I got to tell you this one. And the reason I want to tell you this is because it's probably the most heelish heel thing I've ever done. This certain wrestler / promoter called me to come do his show. I got the call like a week before, and the show had already been booked for like months. Well, the guy he was going to work got into a four-wheeler accident. And I was in a feud with that other guy that got in the accident. So they called me, and I said, okay, I'll come up there. So I didn't know what I was going through for, and he runs this idea by me. And it was so fucked up that I said no at first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, this is why. So I go, and the guy lays the plan out, and I said, no, I don't want to fucking do that. I'm going to get murdered, you know? And it was like, he called me down, and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get high, and then I'll do this. So that's what I did. So he goes out there, and he's going to announce his retirement, but he's heavyweight champion. You know what I mean? So he's going to announce his retirement. His whole family's there. It's his birthday. Like, he's having a good time. This sick, evil, genius motherfucker had me come out there and call him a chicken shit and how he's been ducking me and he's only retiring because I just got signed there. You know what I mean? And
right.
And it worked out great. The whole crowd was like, you know, let them fight. So we you know, that was the setup for the main event later. Okay, so this is where this fucker gets crazy. I come out there to do this match, and we go all out. I'm bleeding, he's bleeding. There's like bent chairs. I mean, I've got broken kendo sticks. I mean, we're pretty fucked up. So I hit my finisher, the baptism, onto a chair, and he kicks out. So I pick him up immediately and hit it again onto the chair, and he stays down for the three. So I just beat this man on his birthday in his final match for his title in his hometown in front of his family. And nobody liked it. Like, it was...
Oh, man.
I got hit in the head with half-empty cans of soda. Like, people were... I was living my own NWO moment. Yeah. I didn't have two other big motherfuckers to block garbage from hitting me. You know what I mean? Like, so
right.
I get to the back, he comes back there and he asks me, hey, how do you feel? I said, I feel like I need a police escort, and of course they came back there to offer me an escort to my car. And they did. One officer was in front of me on the way out, and one was behind me for like 2 miles before they cut off and left. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go two cities over to a hotel. Fuck this shit. You know? So, like, here's the fucked up thing. MySpace was a thing back then.
Yep.
I got so much fuck you and hate mail and all this shit. And I was like, that's the best $200 I've ever made. Like, you know,
there you go.
Yep.
All it says, we got 90 seconds. But don't forget, I got 10 minutes of after call. So I just wanted to say that I went from that moment of being hated the most, not changing the character, just being a little more evil. And they hated me at first, and then all of a sudden, now, dude, it's the weirdest fucking thing. I had a match with Tyson James back in May at Mid-South. Okay? Everybody loves Tyson. You know what I mean? Hell. So, I come out there. I'm getting my own personal Padge's gonna kill you chant.
They're
yelling at Tyson. And I'm like, oh, you poor bastard. Because he was faithful. He was the face until I came out, you know, and then, you know, but it was, I mean, it was just, it's different, man. Like, you know, the promoter still put me over as a heel, but, I mean, what do I got to do?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
And it's, I mean, we've had the same instance where, you know, I mean, the fans straight up hated us, and then we do one thing, and the fans started loving us. And then, you know, later on down the road, you know, and we never changed. We never changed our tactics or anything. And, you know, we get screwed over by a face. And, you know, we just let it be until the next show. The next show,
you know, he's out doing a match, and then we come out and we just start beating him down. And the fans start booing us, and I think we're like, what? You know this is, you act like you didn't know this was going to happen. You know, you acted like we're just going to forgive and forget him. We don't forgive, we forgive, but we don't forget, you know. And from there, the fans just start hating us again.
You know, and that's the thing, that just happened to us recently, where the fans kind of cheered us because they didn't know who the two guys were. And we're like, really? We're going to So, yeah, we've been in your shoes, brother. We understand.
I want to say this, and, like, I don't know if it could or couldn't happen, but we had a pretty good thing going there. Like, okay, I'm gonna talk about April of last year. A BCW tag team tournament for the titles.
Yep.
I was in that with Brock Landers as my partner, and you guys, I think it was all three of you, you two and Chaz, and Cardinal escorted us out to the ring. And I remember I handed one of you my title belt, and you handed it back to me when I got in the ring. And then you guys were going to be out there, and then all of a sudden, halfway through my match, you guys are getting fucking kicked out from ringside. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is fucking up everything I had planned, you know? Like, and I remember thinking, okay, well, we can still do something with this. And then I can't remember. You guys may not look that much that similar, but to me, you guys are eye fucking identical, so it's hard for me to, you know?
It happens.
Right.
But one of you said the idea about if Terry and I won the tag titles, you were going to come out all crazy and shit and get escorted out of the building.
Yeah.
And that's what that we did.
Me.
And what I thought we could have done with that is that could have been its own story there at BCW, because I, try as I might, turned face like a motherfucker at BCW that night. You know?
Right.
Like, well, there was no way wasn't happening.
And the thing is that, you know, the promoter didn't see what he had right there, you know, where, you know, he's got you, the leader, the head of God's work, and you got his two hitmen right there that are, you got one of them that's completely pissed off because they get thrown out of the match for not doing anything, and also they didn't get an invite to the tournament, you know. So, you know, yeah, I'm going to be mad. So, you know, when I came out there and, you know, and did all that, you know, it was like, okay, let's see what we can do with this.
Right.
And Marlo was like, yeah, we can run with it, I think. And then, but it's okay.
I think that, there could still be something for it, like, to be honest. You know?
Yeah.
I don't,
so maybe
it's
Marlo's best
man. I'm sure he is. Well, he probably have to listen to it tomorrow. You know he's in bed right now.
Yeah.
You know he'll listen to it later.
Well,
you know,
Seth
Mueller
listens
to this.
If we're talking about him.
What is that, Patch?
I said, if we're talking about him, you know he'll listen.
Oh, yeah. He winds up listening, and then he'll do a Facebook Live post about it or something. And, well, so good. It's all good. We still love you. I'm not name dropping, but we still love you.
Yep.
But
you guys know
I've enjoyed everything that we've done.
You know what band I just got done listening to?
Who?
Pantera.
Oh,
nice. We want a wall?
Yeah. I talked to one of my friends earlier, Terry, you know. He started asking us about guys working and stuff and everything. I said, just listen to the podcast tonight. So,
well, I tried to call him, but I got that Tommy asshole on the phone.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I heard Tommy doesn't give him his messages all that much.
Okay, well, obviously, just so you know, brother, we're not talking shit, we're talking love.
But, I think ever since we started doing stuff with you, Pageant, we've been having nothing but fun. It's been a blast, you know, and we appreciate, you know, you allowing us to come out and do stuff with you and everything. And, you know, we'll continue doing it as long as you want us around.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think
we're just
going to
play a phone call.
I think that there's definitely more of a future for God's work, you know. I mean,
I smell a reunion somewhere in the future.
Well, we almost had one back a few months ago.
Yeah.
I had a family emergency and couldn't make that show. I was super pissed.
Yeah. But, you know, all I'm waiting for is that phone call that, hey, guys, I need you down here to Texas. That's all I'm waiting on, is that one phone call from the pageant.
I'm focusing on that, but, like, right now, what I'm doing in Texas is uber weird, man. I'm all in white now. It's weird. You know what I mean?
That's all right. Sometimes the bad guys had to wear white.
I'm the light redeemer.
See, in that case, then, if we're talking Jedi, you should just wear gray. That way you're not either light or dark. So.
I know, bro, but
it's
I spent so much money on this gear.
It's just like the song said, Jesus is still all white with me.
Oh.
Do you have a clan meeting to go to after this, bro, or what?
Wow.
No, I'm an equal. I'm probably telling you, so we hate everybody equally, you know. So, you know, it's just not one person. You know, they can be black, white. Yeah, we're part of telling you. You know, they can be black, white, Mexican. Hell, they can even be deaf. We'll beat anybody up.
Well, I finally got to do some work with him at the Mid-South Rumble.
Yeah, with her, Chash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's probably one of the most underrated worker, one of the most underrated wrestlers here in Oklahoma.
Yes.
You know, he's a great guy, you know. We love him to death, you know, and for him not to get some of the things, and for him to be put on the back burner by so many different promotions, I mean, he could do good.
Yeah. Before he joined up with us, you know, he wasn't really good. He was doing a little bit, not much, you know. We tagged against him and his brother for almost 6 months back over at Center World Class before they set their doors and repeated it for their tag titles and ultimately beat them for them, you know. But, you know, they can work, even though, you know, it takes a little bit to work with them. But, I mean, he can go given the right circumstances.
I only got a couple little spots with him, but I mean,
right.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one day down the road, we'll get something going again. And I mean, you know, Cardinal Finn, he had to take off for a while.
Right.
I don't know if you knew about that. We gave him kind of a send off at the last BCW show.
Yeah, I was going to try to make it, but we had I had some things come up that I had to take care of and stuff that I couldn't be there for, you know. So
I ain't gonna lie, I had to work. I had to go take care of my real job, you know. That's the only reason why I didn't make it to that show.
That's the only job I got, brother.
Yeah.
You got anything coming up here in the near future, Patch? Anything you're doing there in Texas or anything?
Actually, I got fuck, what's the name of that movie? Well, I have to look. I know that I'll be up in y'all's neck of the woods for the Tom Jones tournament on the 31st. And
okay.
After I beat Gemini, I guess I'll be in the second round the following week.
Well, I know that
we've
got something going on at All-Star, the 20th or 29th or something. I'm not exactly sure of the date.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We did a show this past Friday where, unfortunately, I lost the inter-county title. But, you know, hey, you know, that's what I get really for not being a singles competitor, mainly a tag team competitor. So now that belt's gone and there's new tag champs, I think it's kind of that, you know, my brother and I go and claim what's rightfully ours because we got screwed out of the Fatal 4-Way that they had, you know. How are you going to count a tag team out when it's a Fatal 4-Way and everybody's on the outside? How are you going to count a person out? You know, so it was pretty much a big fuck you to us. So, you know, the promoter was hiding the old tag team champs. But now that there's new champs, I'm thinking, you know, we need to reintroduce ourselves to them.
I think they need to be blessed.
Well, let's rain down some hellfire and brimstone, brother.
Oh, definitely.
No.
I'm pretty sure we could talk to the promoter
and get you booked there. I mean,
well,
I know, it stands for itself.
Oh yeah, I worked there before. The second time I beat Dean Lambert. You know, the third time was the next night at a casket match at Mid-South. I cut this huge promo about a casket match, and then I show up to work at All-Star, and they go, "You're going to work Dean for the title?" And I was like, "I'm working Dean for the title tomorrow." All right. You know. And I went out there, we had a 5-minute beatdown match, and then this guy put on a 20-minute casket match. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dean asked for a nicer guy, though. I fucking love Dean Lambert, dude. That dude's amazing.
He's a good guy. I've enjoyed the times I've been in the ring with him. Win or lose, you know, he's another great worker that I've enjoyed being in the ring with.
Well, dude, I was so impressed with how our last match went in our feud, because that's why I dropped the title. I dropped it to him after 9 months of having the fucking. I straight up gave him respect. You know, I shook his hand every match in the ring, you know, because he fucking listened. And we went out there, and I think we had one of the best matches that night, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember a match that we worked as a tag match was as a benefit show for a Little League baseball team. And we were heels. I mean, the crowd hated us. And the crowd hated hated Dean and Mr. Barnes, you know, the Creepsters. But they hated them more than they hated us. So we started playing to the crowd and everything. And, you know, one of the things that I did that I still do is, you know, I go out of the ring right after the match starts, you know, get the face a little pissed off and get the crowd a little pissed off. Not the crowd loved it that night. And you could tell Dean was getting so upset in it. It was hilarious. And then we start shoving each other, and I just, you know, turned around and just gave him a roaring elbow out of nowhere, and it looked like I killed him. He dropped like a sack, like someone just literally got knocked out. And I'm walking over to my brother in our corner. I think I just killed Dean. No, man. I mean, he's like, I got it. I feel bad now. I killed him, and then I see him start moving. I'm like, oh, thank God. But yeah, I love working with Dean. He's a great guy to work with.
Oh yeah.